Love Movies with Gordon Hayden.
Now, out in cinemas on the 22nd of June is Transformers The Last Night. And I know some people are thinking, oh, the fifth one here. Good God, when will these ever stop? But there's also a massive fan base for the Transformers movies. Each film makes a huge load of money. We're talking billions. So you can understand why they'll want to keep this franchise trucking. So before we speak to Andy McCarroll about the Transformers movies to date, let's just take a little bit from the trailer to The Last Night.
They'd say, you run like a girl.
Family now. You're gonna take care of you, I promise.
Just don't expect any bedtime stories.
You throw like a girl.
Come on, guys!
You fight like a girl.
Cut him down! You think I'm afraid of you?
Are you out of your mind? You're not going anywhere with me!
I want to stay, and I want to fight them.
You think you're a badass, huh? Is this okay to be a kid, little J-Lo?
Joining me now in studio is Andy McCarroll to take a look back at the Transformers franchise, which celebrates its 10th anniversary, Andy, no less. Michael Bay, he has been front and centre steering the ship. Take us back to when he was given the keys to this property, because it was like he didn't really understand what Transformers was all about.
No, initially when he got it, Steven Spielberg had been circling the project for years, and then he ended up becoming a producer and hired Michael Bay. At like the very first press conference right out of the gate, we were trying to like, Transformers has this huge fan base. You know, you've got the comics, you've got the animated series from back when I was a kid.
And I loved all that as well.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Even the film, the Transformers animated film, it's still now, in my opinion, probably the best Transformers film.
Yes.
But straight out of the gate, what you want to do is you want to appease the fans. You want to kind of, even if you don't believe, you want to pander to them. And the first thing out of the gate when he was asked, how are we going to handle, like, you know, giant robot characters? He laughed and said, well, they're not characters, they're toys. And straight away, that kind of the warning signs are up. He doesn't get this franchise. Mm-hmm. He thinks just because they're not human, they don't have humanity. And you only have to look at someone like, you know, Spielberg, who's the producer. You know, he got such out of E.T., which wasn't human. Even the shark in Jaws were felt like a character in the film. And with the exception of the first film, I don't think any of the robot, the Autobots, the Decepticons have felt like they're their own characters. They've all mashed into one. Even the color schemes, they've all, like, who's fighting who? Is that, like, is that a goodie and a baddie? Like,
you can't differentiate at all. And like, one of the things I've said this before on the show, what I actually loved about what Spielberg had said about when he was pitching the Transformers movie to Paramount was that it's a young teenage boy, he gets his first car, and that car actually turns out to be an alien robot. And it was just sort of the magic that was in just that, almost just envisaging that. I just thought it was great. I just loved if Spielberg had directed. But do you know one of the problems I also find with Michael Bay, and it was very evident in the first film, is his love of subplots. Too many, Andy.
It is. Like, with the way you described it there, like, that's a story on its own. Like, that could be the first Transformers film. You know, I keep going back to, like, you know, E.T., The Goonies, Monster Squad, these, like, classic children's, you know, kind of young adult films. They've got a start, middle, and an end. There's not 15 different breakaway stories, you know, government explore. Like, we didn't focus on the, you know, the government agents in E.T., which we do in Transformers. And I just feel like he's trying to put so much on. Like, there's no reason for a Transformers film to be 3 hours long. And it's like they're cut up into separate films. There's no lineage to it. There's nothing really to drag an audience member in. Like, the last was a Dark of the Moon and then Age of Extinction. Like, I couldn't tell you any difference between either of those films. They're basically the same film to me. The first one stands out for me because I really enjoyed that one. I still think it's a really good film.
And it does feel like Spielberg has got more involvement in that film than any of the others.
Yeah, like Bumblebee, for example, like, you know, confession here, I nearly cried at the end of that with Bumblebee, where he wants to stay with Sam, with Shia LaBeouf. Like, that felt like a real proper moment in the film, and the rest of them, there's no connection between, you know, the robots and the humans that there was in the first film. It's just a lot of action scenes. It's like the whole film takes place at sunset. There's just women bending over cars, and it's just, there's no storyline to it. There's nothing to drag you in to make you say, oh, this is a film from my childhood that I absolutely love. Like, even if they're aimed at kids, like a 3 hour long robot smashing into each other gets kind of tiresome after a while.
So if they've dropped the ball when it comes to bringing out the humanity of the Transformers, Andy, What about the human characters? Like Shia LaBeouf as Sam, he was very much, you know, the main focus for the first three films. Megan Fox was in the first two. And then they decided to put in Mark Wahlberg in the fourth film to rejig things when Shia LaBeouf's personal life would kind of almost... I don't think he really wanted to really come back as Sam, but really it seemed like he was maybe damaged goods for this particular family-friendly type of franchise. So how do you think they have fared as actors within this?
I think Shia LaBeouf, I still think he is a very talented actor. Like, I think 5-10 years, Shia LaBeouf's going to have an Oscar. Might necessarily be one he won himself. It's probably broken into a house in a drunken rage and taken it. But I think he has a lot of talent, and I think he really shone in those first few films. You could tell his heart kind of wasn't in it towards the end. Wasn't as challenging. Megan Fox, I just don't think, is a very good actress, and you can kind of see the fact she's done nothing since. But then, like, her and Marky Mark... as an inventor called Cade Yeager, you're kind of just like...
But they put glasses on him, Andy, to make him look more intelligent.
He was super intelligent in that. Mike, he is absolutely horrendous in that. The whole film just seems like it catches him by surprise. Oh, you're an Autobot. Oh, you're a dog. Oh, you're a dog. Like, that's his like intelligent inventor voice. And then you had that awful subplot with Jack Rayner, where he has a laminated card to say that he's allowed to go out with an underage girl because he met her when he was underage. Like, that just seems to me like someone in that writer's room was going out with someone that was too young, and was like, I need to popularise this and make me look like less of a pervert. Like,
do you know what, Andy? I don't think you'd be too far off there, actually. Again, I was saying earlier on that Michael Bay, he keeps saying, no, this is the last one. He said about the fourth one, I'm handing the reins over now to someone else. Do you think that he can walk away from Transformers?
I don't think so. Like, they've already announced Transformers 6 for June 2019, and in between that we're getting a Bumblebee prequel. Like, every film that he said this on, it's gone back on it. But the thing is, he done Pain and Gain in the meantime, which I think was one of his best films in years. I really enjoyed Pain and Gain.
Oh no, Andy, I thought that was awful. I thought it had such potential. I thought it could be, and then bear with me now, Michael Bay nearly making a Coens type of brother film. But I've totally disagreed with you, Andy. I thought it was terrible. But anyway, go on.
And 13 Hours as well, which I really enjoyed, the Benghazi one. I think he's kind of going to suffer from the same thing as Cameron. I think the likes of The Rock, the likes of Bad Boys, he is a good action director. I think he's got pigeonholed into these Transformer films because they're making billions, and then he's able to go off and make these little pet projects. I'd like to see like a $200 million, you know, an original Michael Bay film again. I do think he's a good director. I do think there is a market there for, you know, films like The Rock, films like Bad Boys, which are really, really good and really reinvented the action genre. The same way with like Cameron with Avatar. I don't want to see him make 5 or 6 Avatar films. I'd rather make him see, you know, 5 or 6 original films. I know Michael Bay gets slated. He's kind of the go-to, you know, feature, you know, all style and no substance, but there is a market for a nice brainless action film.
Yeah, I think he's one of these guys that just needs to be reined in by a producer, but who will listen to? That's the problem. I just think he's a better second unit director than an actual, you know what I mean, fella who's out there front and centre. Andy, thank you so much for taking a look back at the Transformers movie. Believe it or not, the first film was released in 2007, and we'll have the fifth one, The Last Night. That'll be hitting cinemas on June 22nd.
When Hollywood comes to Dublin, we love movies with Gordon Hayden. Spin 103.8.